friends. Welcome to the program. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. The time is roughly 7 o'clock, and here we go. Now, the phone number. Wait, before we do that, the phone number. Can't forget the number. 800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222 if you'd like to be on the program. And sam@samnation.com is the email. The election yesterday, last night, Luther Strange, the incumbent senator, the Republican that was handpicked by the governor of Alabama to serve out a portion of Jeff Sessions' term, got his money handed to him by a guy named Roy Moore. Now, Roy Moore is a Trumpist. If you could, I don't know, write a list of positions that Roy Moore has, he is a Trump guy. Now, Trump, because he got manhandled by people within his White House, struck a deal, whatever it was, struck a deal. Probably my opinion is he struck a deal with Senate leadership to try to get Obamacare repealed or to try to get tax reform through. And they wanted this Luther Strange guy in. Trump went in for him, and Strange loses by 10 points. This is exactly what happens when Trump doesn't listen to himself, when he lets himself get politically managed. Also, I want to make one other really important point. You know, everybody has different opinions about what Trump is doing, what he's not doing, and the amount of support that he is maintaining from his base. There is this constant head-scratching and pontificating going on about whether or not Trump still maintains control over the supporters that put him into the White House in the first place. And it's relevant in terms of his political capital. It's relevant into the midterms in 2018. And certainly, it kind of matters if he wants to get reelected, right? And that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And I'm looking at this election where Trump goes all in for the Republican establishment candidate, and Trump's endorsement doesn't get Luther Strange anywhere, nowhere. A 10% loss in politics, that's death. That's literally death. So what to make of it? See, I think it means that it's ultimately Trump's support depends on whether he remains true to the positions that he ran on, because it was the platform that won the election. It's not Trump. It's not the cult of Trump. It's not the Republican Party is not going to be renamed the Trump International Party. It's not. He tapped into core issues that voters care about. And when Trump suddenly in this Alabama election put on an establishment Republican hat, decided to wear the clothes of a Republican insider, he got creamed. Now, trust me, Trump has got to be fuming and kicking things inside the Oval Office right now. This is the repercussions, though, are far beyond Trump. And I totally disagree by the same token with what's being how it's being reported in the media, because the media is reporting this as a giant failing for Trump. And I don't necessarily see that. Trump made a political calculation, which was Mitch McConnell. I am certain of this. Mitch McConnell, I know for a fact, lobbied Trump early on to support Big Luther Strange. And in so doing, initially, remember, Trump didn't really get involved, and he was on the fence. And in so doing, McConnell really needed Trump on board here. He really needed Trump to get in there and get in the race, because even McConnell acknowledges that right now Trump's the guy who can go down to the South and make a difference. But the problem is, at the end of the day, the candidate sucked. You've got an electorate out there that wants to drain the swamp. Now, if you think that's just a crazy slogan and it's a bunch of hillbillies in the South that just that's all they want. No. Legitimately, regular Americans are done with business as usual in Washington, D.C. If Trump goes all in for business as usual in Washington, D.C., he will lose. He's not going to lose, though. I'm sorry. If you are an aficionado of CNN and the Huffington Post, and you think that it's because of the Mueller investigation, or you think it's because of his Twitter, or you think it's because he's mentally imbalanced, none of that is a losing proposition for America in 2020. None of it. All of that is irrelevant. It's only if he is perceived to go back on his promise to create effective change in Washington. So if the impression is that he went to Washington, tried really hard to fight the establishment, and lost because the swamp is a seven-headed monster, and it's not too easy to slay, I think that can work for him. But here what he did is he got in cahoots with Mitch McConnell. And by the way, what did it get him? That's the best part of the story here. It got him nothing. Nothing. Because Mitch McConnell is a total loser. He can't. I remember I played a clip maybe 4 months ago or so about some insider, a Republican insider. I forget who it was that was talking, but it was a familiar face, a familiar name. And I said, don't underestimate Mitch McConnell. You know, and it had to do with, I don't know, the three tries ago to get rid of Obamacare. They said, don't underestimate Mitch McConnell. I mean, this is a guy that really knows how to get things done. Well, you know what? The proof is in the pudding. And this pudding sucks. There's literally no pudding. There's not even a bowl or a spoon or a table. There isn't pudding anywhere for miles. Mitch McConnell, total loser. And if I'm Trump and I'm sitting there and I'm listening to him and I'm looking at Mitch McConnell and I'm going, by the way, side note here, isn't Mitch McConnell the guy that's been telling Trump all this time, you're a political novice, you don't know crap, welcome to Washington, these are how things are done here, and it'll do you well, Mr. Trump, to take a knee, to listen to some of us, you know, village elders, and we can tell you a thing or two about how things are done here. You'd be wise to ally yourself with us, Mr. Trump, Mr. President. I mean, that's been the conventional wisdom. Gee, I hope that Trump, when he gets into Washington, that he listens to McConnell, he listens to some of the adults in the room. Well, guess what? The adults, the so-called grown-ups, are inable, completely inept, have not been able to deliver on anything. If you, every 2 years, every six in the Senate, these senators, these congressmen go to Washington. And one of the things as Republicans that they fundraise off of, that they send flyers out, that they pass the collection plate around to the grassroots, what issue do they campaign on? Obamacare. No one wants it. No one wants it. And now they're playing, you know, patty cake, you know, hey, with the Democrats left and right. It's just sickening. So where does this put us? 10-point loss, Roy Moore. Now, incidentally, this means Roy Moore is going to get elected. He's going to go to Congress. He's going to become a senator. And the reason being is it's Alabama. So, the Republicans, like 100-1 is the ratio down there. So Roy Moore is going to go to the Senate. He's the election's December 12th. One of the effects that this has had is other. They call them in the media moderate. If you hear moderate Republican, read Swamp Animal. Establishment Party Politics Republican. That's what moderate means, okay, in the press, in the mainstream media. They're going to be quitting left and right, just like Bob Corker did. On Tuesday, Corker, he's a senator from Tennessee, he's an ally of Mitch McConnell's, been in the Senate, I don't know, I think of a long time, maybe over 30 years, announced that he's quitting. He's not going to run for re-election. Why? generally speaking, being in the Senate is a pretty good gig, especially if you've had it for 30 years. People quit, don't run for re-election when they have an illness or when they know that they're not going to get reelected or they fear that it's going to be a bloody fight and they just have lost the appetite for it. Fact of the matter is, Republicans are getting primaried. This race in Alabama is a primary. It's a primary. And getting primaried means that, you know, that you've got an incumbent Republican who has a primary challenger who comes in and runs to his right. And that's happening. Why? Because people, this gridlock, the reason Obamacare, we haven't been able to get rid of Obamacare is because of idiots like John McCain, who, by the way, today seems to be relevant only because of his daughter going around shouting about this latest controversy. Have you heard about this with Trump? Oh, it has to do with his thumb. McCain has a malfunctioning thumb, among other things, and this comes from years of captivity in Vietnam. He was brutally tortured by the Vietnamese, North Vietnamese. And so I guess, you know, Trump's going around supposedly mocking him for his thumb. He's like, he gave a thumbs down to Obamacare. Now, I read the article. Everybody's quoting the Axios article about that incident. And the article's talking, by the way, it's not in there. Did you just notice that, Robbie? It's not in the Axios article at all. So everybody, CNN, all the other people, they're all quoting this Axios piece that has a source inside the White House. He is mocking in that article. It talks about him mocking, Mitch McConnell. He does this little hunchback thing, and then he kind of like shuffles his feet because McConnell's just a low energy guy and he's so fed up with it. Imagine you're Trump. Everybody's told you, the adults in the room, listen to the adults in the room, and he does against his own instincts, and he loses. If you're Trump, what do you now think about all these people who are putatively, supposedly, the big dogs, the leaders, the know-it-alls, right? That's it. They're just know-it-alls. But substantively, they're not delivering anything. I think that this will create some degree of change, some degree of emancipation. Maybe this will be a good thing for this is a good moment, an instructive moment for Trump. So we perhaps may see some additional reshuffling. Yeah. So the Graham Cassidy bill, the last Obamacare repeal is ding dong dead. It's gone. And Republicans who have for years now been lying to us about how this is their number one priority. And please, if you just send us $5, we are going to get rid of Obamacare for you. That's right. They're hucksters. This is if politics only were held to the same standard that business is, if I did this in business, I'd get the attorney general after me. This is fraud. It's plain, outright fraud. Oh, they say they're going to get back to it after tax reform. And tax reform right now, it's all still very up in the air. Lowering the corporate tax rate is a very good thing. One thing that's on the table, and this is something very interesting for you and I here in California, they're talking about doing away a credit for state and local taxes. The way it works is if you're in a state that has income tax, that would be us, right? That would be us here. A high state income tax, for that matter. Any amount of state income tax that you pay, you get as a credit. You get as a deduction on your federal return. It's a good thing. Deductions are good. Well, they're talking about doing away with that. Now, who does that hit the most? Basically, here in California, New York City, they even have a city income tax. It hits them really hard. So I'm going to follow that because I think as far as us Californians here, I'm telling you, this is across the board. That will hurt across the board. Anybody that pays a California income tax now wouldn't under the new plan be able to get it deducted. There's some other things. We'll follow it as it sort of unfolds and starts to flush out. But look, at the end of the day, all of this, what this election in Alabama tells us, what this whole situation here with the Obamacare repeal failure tells us, is Trump needs to stick to his instincts. And all the, you know, all the minions in there that are managing him, they're not the ones that got him elected. And if Trump goes back on his promises, if he goes all in for the establishment, I don't think he will, but if he were to do that, be politically catastrophic for him. Absolutely. And by the way, that's why everybody wants to derail his agenda. That's the smartest way to get Trump, is to derail his agenda. All right, don't go anywhere. More on this when we come back. Some other good, fun stuff. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. You guys know I have kids, and they... Well, they're in elementary school. Just right before I went on air, got an email from my kids' elementary school explaining the new toilets that they have. I'm wondering if have you? I mean, this is a new state law, right? They've got to have these all gender bathrooms. Well, it's really the transgender bathroom. That's what it really is. It's you got to have a single use bathroom that's labeled all gender. And I feel really bad for the principal because he's having to send out an email explaining it. I thought you're supposed to be gender confused, not confused about the bathroom. I guess people are just confused about everything here. And they have to send this awkward email. Kids don't know what it is. Parents apparently are freaking out because, you know, boys and girls together in a bathroom. That's a great idea. I'm reading this to address any concerns or possible misunderstandings. And it goes on to say that they're single stall restrooms. So they're single use. I don't know. This is the world that we are in. It's crazy. The accommodating that we do for the 0.01% of the population. And I'm a really, I don't If you knew me, look, I'm a really, really tolerant person. I'm huge on, for me, it comes down to the Constitution, comes down to the rights that we have. And but some of this is just, it's getting too wacky. If this is the issue du jour now that we are solving now, I get really worried what the next generation of radicals will come up with, what cause they're going to fight for. Because every generation needs to have a cause to fight. This is the key to understanding radicalism in society. And you look back at it and you say, well, then that was a good cause. You know, gay rights is a great cause. Equal marriage is a great cause. But the next group comes along and go, God, well, they had a great cause. I want a great cause, too. I know. Transgender bathrooms. You're going, okay, I get it. But what, honestly, I want to know in 20 years what we're going to be fighting over. I sound like one of those old cranky, you know, people that, you know, back in my day, walked to school uphill both ways. Spoiled brats. Okay. CNN has got an explanation for why Roy Moore won in Alabama and why this is bad for Trump. Have a listen to see what Marquardt, what is her name, Alex Marquardt's talking on the Roy Moore victory with Chris Cuomo. Listen to this because this is really kind of the mainstream media position on this whole issue.
Moore has won with a resounding 9.2% of the vote. This is a resounding defeat for the Republican establishment, a significant blow for the president, who took a real gamble backing Luther Strange. The president might have seen this coming at a campaign rally just a few days ago for Luther Strange. He almost forecasted this, saying that it might have been a mistake to back Strange, that it would be a total embarrassment.
Okay, finish this clip, because this is just okay. So he says the president took a real gamble backing Luther Strange. Luther Strange is the establishment candidate, the one who was appointed to the position vacated by Jeff Sessions when he became attorney general. It's a resounding defeat for the Republican establishment. Yup, you're right there. And a significant blow for the president who took a real gamble backing Luther Strange. No. The president didn't take a gamble. The president engaged in a quid pro quo deal. It was political horse trading. That's what this is. When we come back, I want to actually play what Trump said at the rally. You know, that rally in Alabama got a lot of notice because of his NFL remarks. So we got busy talking about that. And then we had hockey come in and I couldn't. I only have so much time to deal with here. I can't handle it all. But I'll play you this clip that CNN is referencing. Listen, I want you to listen to Trump, because to me, it's not that he was forecasting this. Trump was already Trump. This was the most half-hearted endorsement that anyone could ever give anyone. So you be the judge. You decide on this. But it's important. You got to listen to Trump's own words. And I think CNN's mischaracterizing them as well and putting their own spin on it. All right. We got John Wolf up next with the news. Don't go anywhere. And I, your host, will be back after this. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back, friends. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Now, back on back a few days ago, this was on Friday of last week. Trump went to Alabama. He had that rally in support of Luther Strange, the temporary incumbent Republican senator from the great state of Alabama, handpicked by the Alabama governor and chummy chum chum of Mitch McConnell. So the establishment is all in behind this guy, and this guy gets creamed. Done, right? Almost 10 point loss, big numbers. Now, here is what I was mentioning earlier, CNN talking about Trump hedging his bets when he went down to Arizona and to Alabama and give the endorsement of Strange at the rally. And, well, let's listen to Trump. Listen to these words. This is so interesting.
I might have made a mistake. Because, you know, here's a story. If Luther doesn't win, they're not going to say we picked up 25 points in a very short period of time. They're going to say Donald Trump, the president of the United States, was unable to pull his candidate across the line. It is a terrible, terrible moment for Trump. This is total embarrassment. And by the way, both good men, both good men. And you know what? And I told Luther, I have to say this, if his opponent wins, I'm going to be here campaigning like hell for him.
See? So what I make of this is, I mean, Trump knows the guy's going to lose. He is hedging his bets in that sense. What he's saying is, look, I'm going to get this guy to not lose by as much. And that's typical Trump bravado. But he's already looking beyond this election and how he's going to endorse Roy Moore when he runs in the general. And now he's going to campaign for Roy Moore in the general. I really see this as a pretty blasé, a blasé endorsement. But I also think it's so funny when you go back to the clip on CNN. The guy, Alex Marquardt, talking to Chris Cuomo, says that he goes, look, he almost forecasted this, talking about Trump. saying it might have been a mistake to back Strange. And I was talking about this very clip that you just heard. That it would be a total embarrassment if Strange lost. That's what? That's not what Trump said. And I'm just giving this to you. This is a quick little vignette. A quick little, just a pearl, explaining how this is what the media does all the time. So when you watch CNN, when you watch the mainstream media, when you don't go any deeper than the headlines, all you have are people on there like this guy, like Marquardt, who's going and completely mischaracterizing a quote, a direct quote that's on tape, on video. You can see it. You can watch it. And you can decide for yourself. So, yeah, Trump has got to be, he's got to be, whoever told him, whatever deal was struck, Trump is going to say, I did my end of the bargain, and what have you got for me? And he's going to look at Mitch McConnell, and he's going to say, hey, granted, you may be lying to the American people and to the Republican Party grassroots every time you run for re-election, promising them a hill of beans, in this case meaning Obamacare repeal. You might be promising, and they might believe you time and time again, but I'm the president. You promised me you were going to deliver Obamacare repeal. You promised me you were going to deliver the votes. And if you're wondering, well, Sam, you're being a little bit hard on the Senate Majority Leader. What control does he really have? Whoa, let me explain to you. That's his freaking job. That's what he's supposed to do. He's the guy that is supposed to be working his members in his caucus, and they have the majority, correct? I mean, they've got the majority. He's the one who's got to wrangle the votes. And so what is happening? The very people that put Trump into office on the promise, on the hope, on the prayer that he would drain the swamp is now, one by one, we're going to pick off these lukewarm establishment party candidates who have done nothing for us and put in place men and women that will do something. And that's what this election in Alabama is all about. Don't go anywhere. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
News, talk, evolve. 790 KBC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation. I'll tell you what, today I came to my car in the parking lot and somebody had hit it. If you know, if it was you, I want to hear from you. I'm going to find you. Well, listen, I wasn't in it, so I wasn't hurt. Nothing like that happened. But if I had been, who would have I called? So easy, simple. There's only one name that comes to mind. Sweet James Bergner, the attorney that we trust here on this program to get the job done for you. Now, look, when you go to, if you've got an accident, you've got an injury, something happened, you're hurt, the last thing you want to worry about is going through the process, arguing with the insurance company, pushing, you know, for some kind of a resolution. You don't even really know what's fair and what's right. So don't do any of that. Just call James. Give him phone call. Easy. Number 800-881-2021. So that's the number. And you call them and you go through what happened and you're going to get good advice at the very least. So it's a win-win. No recovery, no fee. You do not pay anything. You don't pay a dime unless he recovers money for you. And consultations are always free. 24/7, call anytime. Him and his team are standing by. Now, yeah, you know, by the way, I got to tell you, 400 million in recoveries and growing, some incredible results on cases you wouldn't believe. So just, you know, don't do it alone. Don't go at it alone. Go with Sweet James. Give him a call. And he's a great guy, too. 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or visit his website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Nation back here live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. And, well, the NFL, you know, the controversy is continuing. And I shared with you my strong thoughts on the subject on Monday. Yes, it's nonsense. Of course it's nonsense. And it's a losing proposition for the NFL. You see the latest, DirecTV is offering people refunds. You got CBS boss Les Moon saying, yeah, no, we're not losing anybody. It's 11%. They're down 11% in the ratings. This is not good because it's not a Trump-Hillary issue, a left-right issue. It's an America and hate America issue, and you don't want to be on the hate America side. I always explain. I explain to people this way. When they get in my face about the NFL thing, you don't understand, Sam, the injustices and all that. Okay, let me tell you what it is. This is about dollars, dollars and cents. And when you're the NFL, you don't want to alienate anybody. And so what do they got there? They've got pictures of NFL players wearing NFL gear, which is branding, their marketing, who are kneeling. And those pictures are all over the internet, and they're competing with images like... I saw somewhere somebody making the comparison, but this is what's out there. A woman on a blanket at Arlington Cemetery at her husband's grave with a little infant, you know, there hanging out with dad. That's what they're competing against. And I got to tell you, there is no effing way that the NFL is going to win that fight. It's not going to happen. And so you know who's smart of all people? You know the one comedian out there who totally gets this? Jerry Seinfeld. Have you heard the latest about this? He's getting assailed. The left-wing media. This is like Trump shouldn't take advice from Mitch McConnell. Okay. You know what? Nobody should get any advice from the left-wing media right now. I'm just telling you. Because where was this? Oh, the Daily Beast website is attacking Jerry Seinfeld for, are you ready for this? They're attacking Jerry for not being political. So he's got that new show on Netflix, Jerry Before Seinfeld. And liberals, leftists are up in arms. They say the comedians, this is from the Daily Beast, the comedian's first Netflix special finds him still flawlessly delivering comedy about nothing, but at a time when our cultural appetite craves more than airline peanuts. And it goes on to say he's such a rich guy and he ought to take a stand. No, that is literally the worst advice ever for Jerry Seinfeld. In fact, prediction, Jerry Seinfeld is killing it because he's not talking about politics. Now, you come here to this show because you want to get the straight scoop on things. So you come here for my political opinion. It's different. When you go to the NFL, when you turn on the TV, you want to hear a comedian. You do not want to hear anything more about Trump or about Hillary or about anybody in politics. You want to turn that part of your life off. So, Jerry, keep doing it, pal. You're right on the right track here. And don't listen to anything that these libs say. All right. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Back right after this.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Now, Sweet James, he's an American hero, but we have a new American hero, and his name is William Hotop. That's H-O-T-O-P. I'm gonna pronounce it Hotop. Now, if you have not heard of William, a.k.a. Bill Hotop, well, you haven't? Well, that's right. That's why you're listening to the program. He lives, I don't know where he lives, but the place of his great, brave act occurred in Springfield, Missouri. And if you're from Springfield, you say Missouri. So we, in deference to local custom, will say Missouri. Now, what is he? I'll tell you. William Hotop is a delivery man for Pizza Hut. Now, he is at the Pizza Hut, home base Pizza Hut, if you will, and he's there just after closing when suddenly a thug dressed in a hoodie, which I don't know if that's code for some social justice issue, but anyway, a thug in a hoodie suddenly smashes the glass to the front door. And Mr. Hotop finds himself in the midst of a robbery. Listen to what he has to say happened next.
I saw the glass coming in. I bolted over to the dispatch register where the gun was. I dropped down. I grabbed the gun. I came back around, seen a gun pointed back at my face from the gentleman who just came in. Fired. He fired back. I went behind for cover, came back around, seen he was like this going out the door. I came back around, pop, pop, and he ran off.
I love this guy. I love this guy. So he's like, pop, pop, and he ran off. When the news leader, when the Springfield news leader, that's a local news publication, if you need to know, they asked him, what was it like? What was your first reaction? And he goes, it was like, oh, beep. And then he goes, I know you can't put that in the news, but it's the best way I can describe it. Do you know what happened to this guy? He ended up getting suspended. No, I'm not going to turn this into a diatribe about the, now, look, this guy's just a great guy. This is a great American. Guy comes in to rob the place. He pulls out a gun. Pop, 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 sends him fleeing. I guess the cops found the guy later. So the good news is that the criminal has been apprehended. And William Hotop, new American hero. So, yeah, no, I'm not ending on a deep thought here, but this is just too good not to share. Gotta go, folks. I'm going to be back Friday. Tomorrow, the Kings are on, so tune in for that. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC.